Johnny Acid, got a question for you.
Go ahead.
You had mentioned bad equipment.
Yep.
Bad equipment. What are you talking about, bad equipment?
Well, let's say a driver thinks he's coming in and he's getting the Mercedes and he ends up with the 1982 Corolla.
What's wrong with a Corolla?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I've talked to some drivers before and I've heard some pretty interesting stuff.
I tell you what, I went to a company one time and literally the seats were taped together.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think on the third trip, I was on my way to New York. I was up on 81 up in Binghamton. And literally on the way back, it was in a Volvo. On the way back, it blew up.
Did they give you a roll of duct tape at orientation?
No, but it when I got in that truck, I mean, I was a young driver too.
Uh-huh.
And you know the sad thing is when you look back in them days, they didn't have the internet. But when you looked in the magazine, Great Coastal was the name of the company. Equipment looked like you were getting like a brand new truck, you know, and
right.
And most carriers, the sad thing is a lot of carriers, they advertise, you know, 2 to 3 year old trucks. And then when you get there, you know, honestly, they're just, some of them are just horrible.
You know what drivers tell me?
What's that?
They'll get there and they think they're getting like a 2016 KW. And then the only one that's available is maybe like a 2013. And then the guy says to him, "It's only temporary."
Yeah, and that's a very famous line. And you know what? It's never temporary. Once you're in, you don't get out.
That's it.
You know, it's sad that companies do that, Johnny Acid. And you know, it's funny. We had a company this morning. It's funny that we mentioned companies. And you know, on Facebook we have 230,000 followers right now.
You're welcome.
Again, you know, Johnny Acid. You know, but anyways. So the carrier says they sent us a message looking for drivers, right? And that's not, TalkCDL doesn't do that. We are a couple things, but we're not a recruiting agency, okay? What we are is a talk show and a huge Facebook page. I'll tell you, I don't even know how we became a huge Facebook page. Or sorry, that's what you said. It was you, right, Johnny?
Yeah. It really took off when I came on board.
Yeah. But anyways, so their message to us was, "We're desperately in need of drivers." They used the word desperate.
Really?
Yeah. But at the same time now, you got these carriers, they're so desperate for drivers, but then when they get them in there, what do? They put them in a four-year-old truck. I'm going to tell you something. A truck after 4 years, what most carriers, looks like a piece of garbage.
It's pretty trash.
You would think a four-year-old vehicle is still nice looking. Dude, I'm telling you. First off, the average trucker, embarrassingly, only puts 120,000 miles on a year. Back when I was driving, again, I'm not making fun of today's driver, because I see the big fight. Drivers are like, "I don't want to hear how you used to drive for 24 hours straight." but we did. We put on a lot of miles. And, you know, so in 4 years, when I had a truck, in 4 years, that truck literally had like almost 600,000 miles on it.
Paper logs,
which meant nothing. So, you know, the bottom line is, but even today, if you take a driver in 4 years at 120,000 miles, he's got almost 500, almost a half a million miles on that vehicle.
If you're running paper logs, make sure you have an eraser.
Well, or a loose leaf. You probably don't know what that is, but it's like a binder,
yeah,
where you can open it up and just.
I learned about that in school, yes.
Loose leaf. You went to school, Johnny Acid?
You believe it?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You would probably be like Spicoli. We mentioned him before.
I did order pizza in class.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Hey, dude. But anyways, you know, that's really, so you talk about bad equipment. First off, after 4 years, man, And a lot of carriers trade their trucks in every 2 to 3 years. Some of them go 4 years. Some companies like Roadway. Didn't you work for Roadway?
I did.
Well, Roadway is so famous for what they call utilizing the equipment. They have 20-year-old trucks. But the thing about companies like Roadway, you're usually getting 30 bucks an hour. So, and you're home every day, and you're making great money with great benefits. So you really don't give a flying rat's butt about, you know, the actual equipment. But I will tell you, when you're an over-the-road truck driver, one of the things, there's certain things that trucking companies lose their drivers over. And, man, if your driver isn't comfortable, man, there's so many people out there. There's carriers out there right now offering DirecTV.
Exactly. That's your apartment, man.
It's really, truthfully, it is. It's, you're living in that truck. I mean, if you think about this too, you're an over, it's, you know what? I want to compare a truck to one other thing, to two other things. If you're a trucking company, do not skimp on making your drivers comfortable. It's no different than going and buying a used mattress for your house.
Can I add on to that?
Or buying used shoes. And the reason I say that, you can add on to it in a second. But listen to this. Can you imagine going down to the local flea market and buying a used mattress with worn out springs? You know, in a 24-hour period, most people spend at least 8-9 hours in that bedroom, okay? A day. Now, you think in say every 30 years you've just spent 10 years in your bed and you're going to go buy a used piece of crap mattress, or you spend 12 hours a day on your feet. You're going to go skimp and buy cheap shoes at Walmart or at a flea market? Shit, man. You guys need to go down to the local place that sells $100 shoes and take care of your feet, because in 30, 40 years from now, you're freaking going to be so worn out because you wore the shittiest shoes. And guess what? Trucking companies, it's no freaking different. And pardon my language, okay, guys, but it kind of upsets me when a truck driver is willing to give his life to you and you put him in a 2004-year-old truck, okay, or a 5-year-old truck. I mean, honestly, maybe you can't afford it, but you should at least tell him that up front before he comes in. Like you said, Johnny, a lot of these guys think they're getting a Mercedes, and they get in there, and they get the Corolla.
You know one of the biggest complaints I hear?
What were you going to add on?
Smell. I've talked to some guys. They said the truck smells like piss. They'll get in it, and the truck wasn't cleaned. It wasn't detailed. Might have been a cat or a dog in there. I talked to a guy, the mattress had fleas. They handed him a bomb out the truck. Really? I'm just coming into the company and I got to step into a truck that smells like piss and there's fleas on the mattress?
Hey, not to mention that, if you've got a pet policy. Now, I know some carriers that are really good, and their policy is when a driver's coming into this truck, they automatically throw out the mattress and put a new one in.
Well, they should.
Well, now think about this. You know how many people are allergic to pets?
Exactly.
Okay, so now you got a guy that's coming to work for you. You just spent 10 grand to hire this guy, and you're going to let him get in the truck. Like you said, with I told you the story before how I went to work for that same company we were just talking about, Great
right.
Coastal, and there was like 6 or 7 literally filled piss bottles in the truck. the seats, I literally, it was blue tape. I'll never forget that. The back of my chair, so like, and the tape was rolling. So like when you went to sit forward, the tape stuck to you. So you were like pulling the tape off with your body. And like I said, I had to clean out piss bottles. It stank all. And all it would have taken them to do is prepare for that week's class was to have the damn trucks cleaned out.
Did you keep your truck clean?
You know what? There was 90% of the times, yes, I did. Every now and then, you know, you're...
Wait, hold on.
Go ahead.
I thought you told me that when you and Ruth Ann were out there, your dog crapped, like...
Yeah, it did.
On the mattress or something?
Yeah, that's right. And I had to throw the mattress away.
Disgusting.
I didn't, like, crawl in bed with the turd.
Did you kill the dog?
No, but I wanted to.
Oh, okay.
Pete is listening. I can't say. No, I'm just kidding. No, he didn't kill. No, he was a good dog. But the bottom line is, yes, I'm going to tell you, one of the advices I always gave drivers is keep your truck clean, because a dirty vehicle is going to make you miserable. And the last thing you need to do is have something added on to your misery out there on the road.
I know we talked about team drivers in the past, but that's another issue. One guy's clean. It's like the Odd Couple, Felix and Oscar, for you older guys out there. You got one guy who's clean, the other guy's not clean. That could be a real problem, too.
Right, but let's go back to bad equipment here.
Like, oh, right.
You wanted to talk about bad equipment.
Yeah, okay. Faulty equipment.
Well, faulty is different than bad. You know what I mean? Like, and see, like over my years when I was a driver recruiter at one time, one of the big reasons that you would see on a, where it said comments or reason for quitting, it said bad equipment, you know? And a lot of times it wasn't just that the truck was always breaking down, but here's, that's the other issue. One of the other issues is when you start giving truck drivers 4 and 5 year old rigs, now they are going to have a lot of problems on the side of the road. You know, I drove for a company or two that the trucks were 7, 8 years old, even older. And, you know, if you, let me tell you, the one thing though, I will tell you, I drove for a company in Reading, Pennsylvania, and their trucks were 10 plus years old and I never broke down. One time I had an alternator went, which made my battery drain. And I went to pull out on the high side like a stooge on the bridge there in New York and stalled it. It was the only time with that company, and their trucks were older than most. You know what was good about them?
What?
They had a shop and they were always working on their trucks.
Yeah, maintenance.
They had a good maintenance program. But when you're a trucking company that only has guys that are capable of changing oil and air filters, you're not going to have a good maintenance program.
Tractors only half the problem. These trailers, some of those trailers that are out there.
Well, see, now that's a big thing that I used to get with bad equipment are the trailers, especially where a lot of times, Johnny, where these drivers have to pick up a trailer.
Right.
It's out in the middle of nowhere. I'll tell you, the one time I was out in, have you ever been to Portsmouth, Virginia Beach area?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever been out that way?
Nope.
I thought you were in the Navy. Well, you were in one of them.
Well, you think I was at all the Navy bases in the world? I was in the Navy and the Army, but no, I've never been there.
Okay. So, anyways, I got sent out to this one area out there, and they told me to go into this drop yard and pick up a trailer. Right. I had just gotten empty. They said, go into this one area, pick up this other trailer. We need you to pick this one up. So I go into this drop yard. I'm not kidding you. First off, it wasn't even plowed. There was snow in there. Second off, when you got to the trailer, it was like 2 bald tires. The lights weren't working. The trailer was pulling all kind of stupid. It was horrible. It didn't even feel safe pulling the damn thing. Of course I took it, but let me tell you something. It was a pain in the butt just even having to pull that old raggedy trailer out of that yard.
I think you told me before, some of the trailers you used to pick up, you had to bang on the back doors just to get them closed or open with a hammer to open them up.
I've run into it all. I've run into it where the wheels are. Hey, one time I picked up this trailer in Dallas, right? And I got a ticket. I was so mad. I picked up this trailer and I'm coming across Arkansas, right? I picked it up in Greenville, Texas. It's like just northeast of Dallas, right? I picked this trailer up. And I come up through Arkansas, and I get into Tennessee. It's like midnight, and everybody knows about Tennessee scale houses. They suck. And he says, I knew I was over. I couldn't slide my tandems in Dallas. And I figure, well, if I get to a scale house, they'll let me slide it. They wouldn't let me even slide it. And if you know what I mean.
Big surprise.
Right. So I was 3 notches off. Well, I literally, here was the worst part. He said, you can't leave until you slide your tandems because you had to slide your weight. Well, I sat there banging and I pull my trolley on and I would try to pull forward. I'm rocking this damn thing. I'm trying to get this brake. I'm trying to get it free. It will not slide, man. I couldn't get the pin out.
Oh, right, right.
The pin was that rusted in there. It was horrible, man. I'm rocking it. I'm doing everything I can to loosen it up. I'm banging on it, everything. I actually had to. So I get a ticket, okay, for being over on my tandems. And I literally go, I'm sorry, I guess I was over on my drives, and I had to slide my tandems forward to take the weight off. But here nor there, okay, I had to call roadside service. Because I wasn't allowed to leave that way station on 40 there. And guess what? They come out and they charge me. Got a acetylene torch out. I'm telling you, even he said, man, I never seen one like this. He was at it for a while trying to get this thing free. We finally get it free. I have to pay him. I have to pay DOT.
Meanwhile, you're not rolling it. You're not making any money.
Right. I think it was Decker. I think it was, and it's not the same Decker that's in Iowa. This is a different Decker, by the way. This Decker made one of our recent videos. He was the
guy, that one.
He was the guy passing on the right side. That, you see that guy in the
video? That's the guy?
Yeah, that's a different Decker, though.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if they've seen the video yet.
Wow.
That doesn't matter, man. It's there for
that thing went viral.
Oh, I know. It's over a million. That's right. It's our seventh viral video. Talk CDL. Wow. So anyways, the bottom line was that equipment was horrible. You know what I mean? I mean, I would tell you something. You know who else is to blame for bad equipment? Drivers are.
The driver.
Well, see, a driver, when you got a flat or you got a mud flap off or you got lights out, you're supposed to report that and even get it fixed if you can. Most drivers are going, oh, wink, wink, I don't see it, right? And they just leave it for the next guy when he goes to pick it up in the yard. And guess what? And a lot of times that guy tries to get away with it, or he knows, oh, I can't go down the road with like three lights out, so now I got to be the one fixing it when somebody already should have fixed it. So guess what, guys? With bad equipment, a lot of times it's a lazy-ass driver when it comes to the trailer that should have wrote that up and had it fixed. And here's the other part. The trucking company, ultimately, you got a damn drop yard. You should ultimately have somebody. You guys make enough money that you can have at least hire somebody to come in there once a week or once a night. Pay somebody minimum wage to come in there once a night, inspect trailer lights, hook up. You have them have a little bobtail or whatever. He goes into the yard. He goes in there. He inspects the trailer lights. And guess what? If something's out, he changes it. It's that simple. Make your drivers there. Again, that's the comfort of the driver.
Yeah, you know, if you think about it, really, the cost of doing that compared to doing maintenance in general versus having a truck sit by the side of the road and you're losing business and your customer's getting pissed off because his freight's not
there.
Or
your driver quits. Now you got to hire another driver because you have shitty equipment.
Yeah, I think the good companies out there recognize that and they will get the maintenance done like clockwork.
Well, a lot of people look, a lot of people want to skimp in business, and the skimpers are the ones that never make it. The ones that know, look, we got a certain amount of money we have to spend in order to make our business right. Those are the ones that keep their business going. The ones that are always trying to skimp. Oh, I'm trying to skimp. the person that sent us that message this morning. Oh, we want to post on your big website, because we're desperately in need of truck drivers, right? So I just sent a thing back. I said, hey, listen, we know somebody that can hire drivers for you if you're interested in it. They didn't even answer. You know why? Because now they got to pull a dollar out of their little moldy checkbook, and they're trying to hire truck drivers for free, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going around trying to get free truck drivers when everybody else is spending money on them. So when they're sitting there with freight to haul and empty trucks that they're paying on because they were too cheap to pull out their checkbook, that's their problem. And it's the same with trucking companies that don't want to fix. And I'm just saying this, man. I'm calling everybody out. If you've got drivers quitting a lot, and listen, this is the one thing that these trucking companies can do. Let me tell you what it's called. It's called exit interviews. They have companies. We used to actually do this. They have companies out there, Johnny Acid, that will literally interview all your drivers that are leaving, that have left, and they will find out why they left, and they'll find out all the issues. Now, let me tell you a little secret. Every now and then, you're going to get a driver that makes stuff up. Oh, this guy was an a-hole. This is that, blah, 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 blah. Right, whatever, right? Numbers don't lie. And I know you know that, Johnny Acid. So if you interview 100 drivers, and let's say 15% of them said to you, well, it was bad equipment, man. Every time I was picking trailers up, they were the most horrible pieces of crap to haul. You know what? Guess what you need to fix? You need to fix that 15%. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just a fact, okay?
I have a feeling that's a really big reason why drivers quit, other than money and home time. Because you hear it all the time. The equipment sucks. I'm always broken down. I'm sitting by the side of the road. Right?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
And it is what it is, man. I mean that sincerely. You cannot ignore numbers. And if you really want if you really want a better trucking company out there, then do the numbers. Have your drivers interviewed and find out why a lot of them quit. You know, a lot of these guys can fix certain things. You know, as a trucking company, you're never going to fix, probably the amount of miles a driver can drive. You're not probably going to fix the home time because you got to keep the freight going, okay? But you sure can fix the equipment.
All sure. Right?
And it doesn't mean you got to go out and buy brand new trucks.
Right.
It's when a driver gets inconvenienced. Think about this. You tell a truck driver, go down to the drop yard and pick up this trailer. And let's just say you gave him instruction at 3 o'clock in the afternoon before you went home to your family, because you knew he was going to be arriving at a certain time, and then he was going to take a break, and then he was going to get up, and then he was going to be able to go into that drop yard and do this. Well, let's say the timing of it has the driver there at midnight when you're not awake or nobody else is awake. And he gets to that drop yard, and guess what? There's a flat, or there's trailer tire, there's lights out. And now that driver's trying to call you, and he finally gets a hold of you. And you tell him, well, no, you got to have, we need that trailer, driver. You're going to have to get it fixed. So now you've got the driver waiting for service. He's held up. Oh, and you might give him $15 an hour after 2 hours. Big freaking deal. So let's say the guy makes $30. He's already 4 hours into his 14-hour rule. Okay. So now he's waiting and waiting. It's cold out. He's miserable. You're making him mad. He's already thinking about where he can go to his next job. And all you would have had to do was hire some minimum wage guy that maybe for a couple hours a day. Okay. To maintain your equipment, to fix those little things, and mm-hmm. your drivers are always coming into a drop yard to a place that's nice and mowed. There's nothing in their way. The trailers are set up nice. The tires are right. The lights are right. The paperwork's right. The registration and all is in that little box. All that stuff is right. And now you've got maybe, what did we say? 15% of your drivers, 10%. I don't know the number. Even if it's 3% of your drivers that are now not quitting because they're happy. All right? You made up the money just by paying some minimum wage guy. In fact, you're probably making more money because you have less quitting. Hey, problem solved, trucking company.
Drivers really hate it when the APU goes down.
Well, you know that's a... You know, the APU thing, I agree. You know... That I'm not going to get into the APU thing because that happens, man. That's a moving component. That's, you know, the trucking company at least had the decency to try to make him happy. The drivers, if an APU goes, man, you're just going to have to deal with that until it gets fixed. So, I mean, I'm not trying to be harsh. If I was a truck driver, I would have backup with me, like a Coleman cooler that plugs in.
Mm.
I would just have backup. You know, that way your fridge doesn't go on you. So, I mean, that is what it is. But as far as the actual equipment goes, you know, trailers, trucks, track, and that's the other thing, drivers, you know, when it comes to equipment, you know, when someone bitches because a truck blew up or something happened to a truck, well, that part there, honestly, that's not the trucking company's fault. You know, there you can get a brand new truck that breaks down.
Sure.
I've had drivers when I was a recruiter come to me, right? And they'll be like, this is so funny, truck drivers. They'll be like, oh, I want to lease purchase a truck, but I will not take a Freightliner because that Freightliner, man, had nothing but problems. I'm like, well, what was the motor in it, dude? It wasn't made by Freightliner. It was either a Cummins or a Detroit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What they didn't realize was, you know, well, I'll take me a Peterbilt. Well, you might still be getting the same engine your Freightliner had. You know, and look, bottom line is trucks right out of the showroom can go. You know, it doesn't make it a bad truck.
Exactly.
So that part right there, a driver should realistically be more. And I think more drivers would be more understanding like that. But there are some that will, you know.
Check out your truck before you get in it, too. Before you roll down the road, do your pre-trip. Check everything out, you know, because you might find something that'll prevent you from just a little thing that will keep you from rolling off the side of the road.
Johnny, let me ask you a question. Why are you like making sense today? Usually you're like out in left field.
Told you I'm off my meds.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird talking to you like this.
Misplaced them.
This is weird. I miss Johnny Acid.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll see if I can drag him up.
From the dead.
Too late now. The show's almost over.
Well, yeah.
I still think it's funny, though.
What's that?
The show. Don't you think the show's funny?
I don't think we've really had a whole lot of funny in the last couple of shows.
I find myself amusing.
All right. Okay. So look, so bad equipment, good subject, Johnny. Trailers, trucking companies, that really falls on you first. Drivers, when you go to drop a trailer in a yard, this is just some advice from Troy. Drivers, when you go to drop a trailer in the yard, and I know your companies are telling you this, fill out the report so they can get it fixed, or maybe you can change a light bulb or whatever the case is. Fill a report out so the trucking company knows, so the next driver isn't getting jacked around. I mean, that really does suck. I mean, I've had a lot of drivers, like you said, Johnny, I said, really bitch about that. The second thing I would tell all you trucking companies is make sure your tires are good on these trucks, okay? I've had drivers over the years tell me, you know, they get in a truck and they're looking at the tires and they're barely even legal. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so the drivers are saying, hey, man, this isn't safe. Look, some truck drivers, which I don't blame them, they're not going to get in a truck where I think it's, On the front, the legal, it has to be 430 seconds on the front and 230 seconds on the back, on the drives and the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not at least that, it won't even pass inspection. But when you get down to that, when you get down to where you see the bars and you're letting these drivers go down the road, I'm telling you, you know what? You got some drivers who are going to quit. They're going to quit. It ain't worth it. Buy the damn tire.
Can't blame them, really.
I agree, you know? And then here's the other thing. How many truck drivers have you talked to in the summer, Johnny, that say, yeah, I picked this truck up and the air conditioner wasn't working. They said they'd get it fixed. And I'm out here. It's 95 degrees. I'm sweating my brains out. I need to just get out of this truck. Screw that. You guys really hired your own turnover when you do that.
Yeah.
If you hire a driver and you put him in a truck where the heater or the air conditioner doesn't work, you're already hiring a quitter. Because if you hire me and it's 95 degrees out and you don't have that air conditioning, that means you really don't care about me. All you care about is.
And guess what that trucker is going to do when he leaves?
He's going to give them a bad rap, man.
He's going to talk to 30 other drivers and tell them exactly what happened to him and how crappy the company is and how crappy the equipment is. So you're going to have a tough time filling those positions. All you got to do is take care of the damn truck.
Yeah. Take care of the truck, which takes care of your drivers.
Right. Okay? Exactly.
So trucks, trailers, equipment. And then last but not least, you know, honestly, a lot of these trucking companies won't even let these guys go to the Streak and Beacon and wash their trucks. A lot of drivers really like a nice, shiny truck. They need to have, you know, in fact, as a trucking company, you need to keep your trucks clean inside and out. So I would hope that somehow, some way, you know, develop a program where these guys can wash their trucks. And then the other thing is, you know, just like me, when I was in orientation, a driver should never get in a truck for his first time and see piss bottles. I'm going to tell you something. you cannot take that image away from them once it's in their head. They're already, when I was a recruiter, I kid you not, I've gotten so many phone calls from truck drivers in orientation that literally would call me and go, yo, I just went through orientation and I got in this truck and there's piss bottles everywhere. It stinks. And I am not going to be the guy to detail my own damn truck. If these guys can't even detail my truck, screw that. I wonder how they're going to be to work for, or, you know, or whatever they, you know, the mattress ain't in there, or it's all stinky. It's all smelly. There's pet fur everywhere. It hasn't been cleaned, man. A driver knows if you've cleaned his truck out. It doesn't hurt to run it down to the shop. And look, if your shop guys ain't doing it right, get new shop guys. Kick their asses out of the
clean
company.
It out. And by the way, if you're the guy who quits and you have the collection of piss bottles, take the collection with you.
Oh, and do me a favor, talk CDL. If you guys are out there and you get a truck and it's like loaded with piss bottles, we would be more than happy to make a meme or a video out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny, we love putting stuff like that up on Talk CDL because we get lots of views.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's really cool stuff. You know, whenever we put up really good stuff.
As long as it's number one. I don't want to
put
number two up there, do you?
Let me tell you something. We put up a video recently, right? And it was just showing the truck drivers that were the bad ones, cutting people off, you know, doing bad things on the road. That went viral.
I know.
We put another, the day before, we put a video up showing people helping truckers, towing them out of the ditch and all. It was pretty, it was a cute little video.
But you have like 3 views?
No, we've had, it was like probably, I don't even know, 50,000 maybe. But it wasn't even close. Like nobody.
People like the bad stuff.
They love the bad stuff. It's like, I had one guy go, why do you always put up these videos with the accidents and all your stuff? I'm thinking, well, because that's the ones everybody wants. It really is sad. Nobody wants the good. I love the good truck driver videos. I love videos that show truck drivers that are helping the communities and you know, delivering the reefs every year and all the stuff that truck drivers do that are good. I love that stuff. But you can judge it by the amount of videos or the amount of views that the industry shares.
Well, look at the news. Everybody wants to see the plane crash or the train.
You remember right. that song, Got the Bubble-Headed Bleach Blonde, comes on at 5.
Right.
She could tell you about the plane crash with a gleam in her eyes.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Give us dirty laundry.
That's what people want. They want it dirty.
I'm not kidding you, man. Truckers, too.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. Johnny Acid. Bad equipment, man. You got anything else? You got any advice for bad equipment?
Yeah. If you're working for a company that has crappy equipment and they keep saying they're going to fix it and they're not going to fix it, go somewhere else. But before you do, when you're in one of the truck stops somewhere, and I know you guys do this, check out the equipment of where you're thinking about going. Check out the trailers and the tractors before you make a switch.
Hey, I like that advice. And don't talk to one of their million miler guys, because that guy always gets the new truck.
Right.
You'll think you're getting that truck when you get there, and you'll get the bad equipment.
Exactly.
And look, all companies have your one or two old pieces of garbage that they have left, but it's how they take care of it should tell you really about how they're going to take care of you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Any other advice?
No.
Talk CDL.
Peace.
Ha ha.